Good morning. This is Davis Chant of Davis R. Chant Realtors, and I wanted to welcome you this Saturday morning to Real Estate Today. We're very fortunate this morning to have a guest, and that guest is Matt Osterberg, who is a county commissioner in Pike County, and Matt's here to share some thoughts and ideas and some information with my associate broker, Nicole Patrisso, and I about things that are going on in Pike County, and as well things that Pike County's working on with adjoining counties. In any event, I hope you're having a great Saturday morning. It's wonderful to be here and to enjoy this beautiful winter weather we're having. And now I'd like to take the opportunity of introducing my friend and my highly respected county commissioner, Matt Osterberg.
Thanks,
Matt,
Dave.
Matt, good morning.
Good morning. It's great to be here this morning. Beautiful day. It's always interesting to come up and speak about economics in Pike County. It's something that I'm really try to put at the forefront of the county because it's so important to all the residents.
Well, I'm delighted. I'm delighted that you're here to share that with us, and I know that you enjoy it. I know I had the pleasure of working with Matt with the Economic Development Authority in Pike County. And we've been accomplishing a lot of our goals. We got a long way to go, but we're accomplishing a lot of our goals. And Matt, would you give us a little bit of background on yourself? I know you've been a resident of Pike County for a long time, and you were in business successfully there for a long time, and involved in Milford Borough government for a long time. Could you share some of your background with us?
Sure. I came to Pike County first in 1974 with my mother and attended Delaware Valley High School. And from that point, got a job pretty quickly at Lures Hardware and worked there for 35 years in between time of course, going to college. But I always wanted to live in the Milford region. I always wanted to live in Pike County. And then I also served on the Milford Borough Council as a councilman and also the borough president for 25 years, which had my interest very much in local issues and things that affect the Pike County and the residents. And then in 2012, was able to become county commissioner, which I've very much enjoyed, and took on this economic development as a major attribute of what I want to accomplish in the county for the residents, because, you know, I've been lucky enough to have worked in Pike County my entire life, not more than a mile from my own home, and I would like that to be maybe given to a lot more residents that live in Pike County. So many of our residents have to travel out of the area. Some number like 57% of us leave every day to go to employment in some other county, and that's just not fair to people. That's not fair to them raising their children, their family life. Too much time spent on the road. Wouldn't it be nice if people could have it as lucky as I did to just be able to stay in a community where you could go to every one of your son's baseball games and school events and everything else? So that's what my goal is, and I know with people like you and other members of the EDA, we're moving forward, but it's a long road, but we'll get there.
Well, I think that's, and thank goodness, Matt, for your energy and with the Pike EDA. And we have a great team of people, along with Mike Sullivan, who had the opportunity of joining us recently on one of our Saturday shows, who shared some things about Pike County. But I think that we do have a very positive direction that we're moving in, and your energy has a great deal to do with that. Could you give us a little bit of overview from your standpoint as to the type of businesses that you think that could best be serviced by Pike County, you know, as far as the location of Pike County in relation to, say, New York, New Jersey, and other parts of eastern Pennsylvania, and just in general, some of the things that you think that we have to offer and that should make it interesting to people to bring businesses to Pike County?
You know, we have a great environment in Pike County. We have a beautiful area to raise children in, and I think the businesses that we need to look at are smaller businesses. We do have some hurdles with not many areas with some really strong infrastructure, such as sewer and water. So, you know, our main goal is to find these smaller industries, manufacturing jobs that pay well, looking to maybe diversify the economy here in Pike County away from so much of the tourism and the retail, which is still very important to all the residents of Pike County, but we need to offer something more. So what we're looking at is with the EDA and the many members on there are groups of businesses that employ maybe 20 or 30 employees, maybe they're blue-collar workers that run high-tech equipment that manufacture small items, electric heaters or whatever. But the important thing about those type of industries is they do not need a large amount of infrastructure. They don't need a lot of sewer and water, which we lack. And because we're so sensitive to our environment, we don't want to have those type of industries that are maybe going to pollute streams or whatever, because that's important to the other side of the county with tourism. So we're looking for these smaller businesses. We're looking for them to relocate any place in the county. You know, we're working together with some developers to see what we can do to incentivize people to come into the county and bring their businesses from New York and New Jersey, where expenses are high, taxes are higher, taxes for income tax, real estate taxes, all of those things are much higher than they are in Pike County. And we're close enough to New York City to, I believe, attract those businesses while they'll still be close enough to, you know, 18 million people in New York City alone.
Well, I know earlier this year there was a company located down in the Hudson Valley of New York, down close to New York City, that the EDA was working with. And I'm not sure at the end of the day that they're going to be moving up to Pike County. But when you had occasion to work on that with Mike Sullivan, Matt, what were some of the differences that we could offer them in Pike County? And again, I know this isn't not a particular business that may be ending up in Pike County, because I'm not sure that they finally made a decision as to where they want to go. But when you had meetings with them, what kind of things were you able to offer in relation to Pike County and Pennsylvania that these people were, I'm going to almost say they were suffering in New York State?
Well, one particular one is just real estate taxes. It opened our eyes to be able to go down there and market more to businesses like this firm that was located in the Westchester area. They had a 30,000 square foot building, just for example, that was paying $160,000 a year just in real estate taxes. That same building in Pike County would probably be paying more like $26,000. You get to energy costs, just in electricity. We did an analysis for them and compared their electricity uses, and they would have saved 35% in just electricity costs, insurance costs. Then you get into personal income taxes in Pennsylvania, where they're 3.07%. And in New York and New Jersey, they're near 8.87%. So these are long-term savings for these businesses. We also have a few municipalities in the county that have a LRTA program to give people tax incentives. But I think our strong suit here is that we have long-term savings for these businesses. These businesses can come here and enjoy these lower real estate taxes and still, as I said earlier, still be within, 75 minutes to New York City and not that much further, hour or two to Philadelphia, some major population areas. So, when you start to explain to these people, you hear what their woes are in these other areas, such as in the Westchester area, Long Island, New Jersey, you realize that we have certainly an advantage. We just need to get out there and market that and tell people our story. And that's what we're doing right now. We're out there, beating the bushes and telling our story to try and make people understand how important it is to move to Pike County, where it's important for them to bring their family, and then they can employ residents that are already here.
It's really interesting, and thank you very much for sharing that with us, Matt. It's really interesting when you take a look at Pike County today. We were talking about this at one of our recent Saturday shows, that in Pike County, since maybe the 1950s, have been give or take approximately 50,000 lots developed. And on those 50,000 lots, there give or take 25,000 homes were built. So we're in an area that is not going to, in my opinion, ever be a boom area, but we're in an area where it would be very easy, as some new businesses come in and people decide to move into the area, we do have the opportunity to offer them homes that are existing, or we have the opportunity in the future to offer them home sites if they care to build a house. And we're not going to change the look of Pike County. The lots are already there. They're in the existing communities that we're all familiar with in Pike County. So that's great. My point there is that we're not going to have a lot of lands disturbed in Pike County to make new developments. We have enough lots there for many, many years to come. And if you look at it, give or take the last 50 years, half of the lots that are in Pike County have been built on. So it's not to say it's going to take another 50 years to develop the rest of them. But, so we have that taken care of. And I don't know, Matt, whether you have any statistics on it, but am I correct that every morning a substantial number of people get up in Pike County and drive either into New York or New Jersey. And New York could be the Hudson Valley or Metro New York, or they drive into New Jersey or Metro New Jersey. And I've always called it the hidden workforce. But am I correct? Aren't there a substantial number of people that would potentially possibly consider working in Pike County rather than driving an hour to 2 hours to go in towards the metro area?
Well, yeah, that number is, as I said, 57% of the population that is working is traveling every day. And if you look at statistics, some of the longest commutes are coming from Pike County in the Lehman area down into New Jersey and into other counties where, you know, what do we lose there? We, as I said earlier, we lose the ability for people to have a family life. But on top of it, we also lose the economy that they are spending every day when they go to work. They're buying gasoline in other places. They're probably going to shop in other areas because they're an hour or two away from home. So by the time they get home at night at 5 o'clock, they're just plain tired. You know, they just want to stay home. And then that falls into another thing that, you know, we're looking at also, and that is the slow or the low amount of volunteerism we have in Pike County. And this is a state issue, actually, but, you know, we're just looking at Pike County right now. The amount of people that are volunteering to be in our fire companies, that are being in our churches and all that, all of those people that leave here every day don't have the time to volunteer to be in these organizations. And this can get to be a critical issue in areas like Pike County. So, you know, the more we can try to keep these people close at home, maybe it's more likely that they'll volunteer to be part of our community, a little bit more involved. Not to say they're not, they are, but, you know, they're raising children. That's how they're involved. When they get home and they're after a week of work and traveling and they get home on a Saturday, I would think that most of them are pretty tired. And if they're not tired, they just want to spend time with their wife and their kids, as all the rest of us were able to do all during the week. But, you know, they were too busy on the road. So it is a big impact. So there is a workforce out there, just that the workforce is traveling every day. We need to figure out how to get some of them to stay home a little bit and live in town or live in the county.
Good. Well, I think I love your overview on that because I feel exactly the same way. We're going to take a little break now for a moment to let us share with you our sponsors for today's show, and we'll be back to you shortly. And so glad you could join us this morning.
Deadly home buying mistake number one, settling for any home inspector. Buying a home is probably the most expensive purchase you'll ever make. Certified inspectors perform the best inspections. Do yourself a favor and hire an experienced and knowledgeable home inspector. And that's exactly what Pat Russell at All-in-One Home Inspections is.
I strongly encourage all my clients to accompany me during the inspection and to ask questions. I'll go over the good and the not so good things about the house and explain what routine maintenance is needed to keep the house in top condition. You'll get a comprehensive, easy to understand report where everything is identified and will be included so you can make your decision with confidence. If you honor us by permitting me to inspect your new home, I guarantee that I'll give you my very best effort.
An A+ Better Business Bureau rated certified inspector. Call All-in-One Home Inspections for an inspection you can put your faith in. Visit allinonehomeinspections.net. allinonehomeinspections.net.
Good morning again, Davis Chant and Real Estate Today, and Davis Chant, Nicole Petrisso, and friends. And we're so delighted this morning to have County Commissioner Matt Osterberg with us, sharing some things about his interest in Pike County and in the surrounding counties, and the job that his team, the county commissioners, are doing along with the Economic Development Authority and other groups. So I'm delighted that Matt's here. And I'm just going to mention, you know, Matt, when we first started, briefly, you mentioned a little bit about your background prior to becoming a county commissioner in 2012. After high school and college, you'd had business involvement in Milford, along with maybe telling us a little bit more about that, because I know you had a great learning curve through that. Nicole and I are enjoying our 50th anniversary at Davis R. Chant Realtors this year, along with the rest of our team at Chant Realtors. But also, we know what the business experience can be, and you have had a great long tour of duty at that. Also, I know because I had an opportunity to read a number of your books written over the years about the historic aspect of our area. So before we go forward talking a little bit more about business and other opportunities, economic development and growth of our county, Matt, would you share with us just a little bit more about your business background and also your interest in history? Because I know there's a lot of great things there. And again, it's great having you with us this morning. Okay, so now I've Commissioner Matt Osterberg from Pike County. Matt, I'll let you go.
All right. As I said earlier, I worked for Lures Hardware for 35 years. I had the opportunity to get a job from Al Lures, Abby Lures, as people in the Milford area knew him. And what a great learning experience it was for me to be tutored by him to learn business, you know, starting off as maybe his probably one of his first employees besides his sons, and just learning how to do customer service and how to deal with running a small business in a small town where after a while you get to know every person that walks into the building and they're not just your customers anymore, but they really are truly your friends. And that's the beauty of working in a small area. And I've had that luxury of working in their small little store in Milford, and then, of course, they grew into a larger establishment. But it was always that small town atmosphere. And if I could just digress, you know, living in a small town is something I've always wanted to do my entire life. I relate Milford to, some people will laugh about this, but to Mayberry, you know, because everybody knows each other and we all enjoy each other's company. And that's the part of the stuff that I always enjoyed. I met all sorts of people in that hardware store. I mean, there's countless stories and there's countless people now that when I go out to different functions and I'll bump into people and I may not remember their name, but they'll remember mine and they'll remember me from that hardware store days and waiting on them and customer service and taking care of whatever their issues were. And that's really what my job is now, taking care of people's issues. But, you know, it goes to the history of living in a small town. While I wasn't born in Milford, I enjoy the history. I graduated from Penn State with a history degree, and my wife was born in Matamoros, and I really enjoyed the history of Port Jervis because that's where her family was from. That's where her parents were born. My wife was from Matamoros. And from that point of going to Penn State for history and enjoying all the people in Pike County, I started to get this interest in writing photographic history books, which you alluded to, and I've written five of them, and two of them I'm on Port Jervis, one called Matamoros to Shohola, one is called Dingman's Ferry, and then another one, the D&H Canal, which, you know, encompasses anywhere from the Scranton region all the way through Honesdale, Hawley, all through Pike County into Port Jervis and all the way out to Kingston, New York, and talks about the coal industry and how that really developed this area. And that's how a lot of people were drawn to this area initially. I mean, we're talking about the 1820s, so this is a few years ago. But the history of Pike County is just so vast, and it's so interesting. When you talk to people and you learn, such as you were, Dave, you were born here. I love to hear the stories of how it was, you know, back in the day, you know, in the 40s and the 50s. You're all a little older than I am, but and it just interests me. And it interests me to be working for somebody like Abby Lures back to my business career. There was a guy that was born and raised here, was a plumber here when he was a kid with his dad, and just taught me so much how to look at business and how family life and working in a small town is important. So that's what interests me so much in wanting to see economic development expand in Pike County. There's so much to be offered by living in a small little town. It's just where I wanted to be. And, you know, as I tell people, I'm living my dream.
Well, that's really terrific. And you know, as you talk, Matt, it made me think, I'm almost positive that at some point back in the early 1950s, that I may have worked a little bit part-time for Abby at the store. I was a part-timer on weekends, and I'll have to check with the Lures family and see if I'm correct, but I almost remember, you know, maybe on a Saturday or something like that working in there. And then also when Lures were in the building on the corner, the stone building, the Forest Hall building, I think they were downstairs in that building maybe at one time. But also I worked upstairs on the second floor for Almquest Engineering, Ed Almquest. And Ed Almquest Engineering went on to become Spark-O-Matic and then Altec Lansing and so on and so forth. So we all can look back at, you know, interesting jobs. And I think one of the things that Matt was mentioning about how interesting it is to get to know people, I can remember many years ago in the building that the Lures family recently sold on Route 6 and 209 outside of Milford, I can remember being out there on a Saturday morning picking up something that I needed, and there was a demonstration going on outside of a chainsaw, and there were maybe 15 people there watching. In other words, I think they'd advertised that they were going to have chainsaw demonstrations on Saturday morning between 10 and 12. And so this particular demonstration, there were about 15 people there watching the person doing the demonstration. And as it turned out, of the 15 people, I think I knew maybe 8 or 10 of them. And it was interesting to me because it was sort of what Pike County was all about. I would say that two of the people that were watching were policemen from New York who had second homes in the area. I would say that at least three people were people from the financial world, and actually one of them was a very senior officer in one of the major Wall Street corporations. Then there were several ladies there, and I know one of them was a doctor in New York City, and the couple of other gals that were there were, I think, people who were just moms. You know, they may have had a part-time job or whatever, but they either lived in the area locally. My point is that there's a good combination, and it's made Pike County very, very interesting, and not to say that Wayne County and the other counties adjoining aren't the same, but in Pike County, if you think about it, over the last 50 years, we've had an interesting mixture of people from the Metro New York and the Metro New Jersey and Metro Philadelphia area that have come to Pike County first for a second home, and then they retired there, or maybe they didn't come there until they wanted a retirement home. And then we also had some people that maybe bought a second home, but in a few years decided that, oh, they loved the town, they loved the community involvement, they enjoyed their church, they enjoyed all the different things, and so they started commuting from Pike County to wherever their work was in New York and New Jersey. But it's you see a very, very interesting combination of people that aren't locals like me, that were born in Port Jervis and after college, or born in Port Jervis and then grew up in Milford from first grade on, and then after college came back to Milford and 50 years ago started our company. I mean, I'm a local, but the majority of the people that you'll meet in the Pike County area are people that have moved there, and they love to get involved in community activities. I saw the list this year for the Black Bear Film Festival. It was amazing. I'm going to say there might have been give or take 100 people that were volunteers that worked on the Black Bear Film Festival. I saw a lot of those names, and they were people, many of them retired, but it's like, people love it because when they live in the metro area, they have very little time to get to know enough people to get involved in community activities. And it's not that when somebody's commuting that they have a lot of extra time, but they get to know people. We're a very friendly area, just like Wayne County and the other adjoining counties. Pike County is an extremely friendly area. And many of the things that, Matt, that you were sharing with us, and it just made me feel good. I mean, sort of laughing, you know, thinking about working in stores in the Milford area, because I had my share of grocery stores and other stores to work in as a kid growing up there. But it's one nice thing about living in a small town. I mean, I can remember, it doesn't apply today, but I can remember as a kid, probably, in the seventh or eighth grade through high school, if I walked down the street in Milford, I saw somebody, I knew whose daughter or son was in school, if they had one. I knew who the people were, and I might even know where one of them worked, where the dad worked in the family. And that's how much living in a small town can be very, very familiar. I don't mean to say that had I lived on Park Avenue in New York, that I would have felt bad that I didn't know anybody, but on the other hand, I was much happier to live in Milford and to know a lot of people and have a lot of relationships that were enjoyable. In any event, we'll take a little break now to have our sponsors share some great information with you about things that they can be of assistance on. And this is Davis R. Chant, Davis R. Chant Realtors. This is Real Estate Today. And my associate broker, Nicole Patrizzo, and I are delighted to have you join us this Saturday morning, and we'll be back shortly with Pike County Commissioner Matt Osterberg.
Looking to buy the house of your dreams? Wayne Bank has a mortgage just for you, even jumbo mortgages. If you are purchasing an existing home or building a new one, Wayne Bank's local team of professional mortgage lenders know the market and can help you with a loan to move into your dream house. Wayne Bank is a local community bank, so decisions are fast and your closing is too. Stop in Wayne Bank's community offices in Wayne, Pike, Monroe, or Lackawanna counties to find out about rates, terms, and specials. Call Wayne Bank, 800-598-5002 for a great experience in buying your home. Visit waynebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to Wayne Bank's credit policy, certain restrictions apply. Ask for details. NMLS number 462082.
Good morning again. It's Davis Chant, Davis R. Chant Realtors, and Real Estate Today on this great Saturday morning. And we've been really blessed with a visit from County Commissioner Matt Osterberg, who's based down in the Milford area. And just wanted to share a couple thoughts with you. Matt and I were talking a little earlier, and as well my associate broker, Nicole Petrizzo, and I were discussing it, that there are a lot of interesting properties in this area. If you know someone who is looking for a location. For example, we have a property in the Greentown area, a 55,000 square foot building, an excellent building for manufacturing or storage, shipping from a location down there. It's a building that is priced in the $400,000 range, and it would be something that if you or your friends or your company or someone that you are associated with in the Metro New York, Metro New Jersey, or even in the Scranton-Wilkes-Barre area, we're looking for a location in Pike County. We can put them into a building that they'll find to be very, very interesting and an excellent value. And I just want to go a little bit further. I'm going to ask my associate broker, Nicole Petrizzo, to jump aboard here with me and share some information with you about some of the folks that are our sponsors for our show. And also, Nicole will be talking with Matt Osterberg about several other things that Matt feels are important about Pike County. And again, we're delighted to have you here this morning, and we're very, very honored to have County Commissioner Matt Osterberg with us.
Good morning, everybody. It's good to be here again this Saturday morning. I hope you guys are all gearing up for the holidays. I know my house has been a little hectic with some elf on the shelf activity and some conundrums going on. It starts our day out pretty interestingly. We're so happy to have Matt Osterberg here. He's, you know, always very helpful for us in what we're trying to accomplish every day, trying to bring businesses into the county and expand jobs and do all sorts of things. And our county commissioners really help us get those jobs done quickly and efficiently. So that we're always grateful for. As Dave mentioned, you know, anytime you guys have any questions, you can always contact us on our Facebook page or email us. You know, we're happy to cater our shows to you so that we're answering questions and sharing information that you all find interesting. So any, you know, questions or comments, please, you know, visit us on the web at www.chantre.com or email Dave Chan at dchant@chantre.com or give one of our offices a call for any of your real estate needs. In conjunction with that, don't forget about our sponsors. You know, we're grateful to have Wayne Bank be a part of this show. They're a really, you know, fantastic banking institution throughout the area. We have all-in-one home inspections with Pat Russell. You know, he's throughout the Wayne and Pike County area also. He'll be back again to answer more questions. But, you know, if you're in need of any pre-listing inspections or you're going through the buying process, we hope that you'd consider him and his services. And of course, attorney Chris Kimmler and Matt Galasso of Roaring Brook Abstract and Galasso and Kimmler legal offices down in Milford. So, you know, please check them out if you're in need of anything. But more importantly, back to Matt Osterberg and Pike County. And, you know, you said something when you were talking to Dave that I'm sure a lot of people in the area don't necessarily know what you mean when you talk about LIRTA. You know, what is that? You know, the common consumer doesn't know what that is and what that offers. So if you could expand on that a little bit, I think people would appreciate it.
Yes, I can. LIRTA is a tax incentive program, Local Economic Revitalization Tax Authority. That's what the acronym stands for. And it's a few townships in the county have taken this on. And what this allows developers to do is it allows you to have a piece of property in the county, If you will always pay the taxes on the property as it sits right now. But what happens is if you want to put a development on there, you want to develop a building of X amount of value, then what happens is there's an incentive for you to do this. So what would happen is the first year you would only pay 20% of the taxes on the building, or the improvement, I should say. And then the next year would be 40 and 60 and 80. And after 5 years, you're up to 100%. It's a way to incentivize people to make developments in our area. It's not anything new. It's been going on for many years. As I say, it's not just for new buildings. It could be in addition onto an existing building. It's anything that's improved that the townships have decided that they want to have people develop in their properties, because what it does is it adds to the assessed valuation, because after 5 years, you'll be paying the full 100% valuation of the property. You know, the way I looked at when we were starting to put this in is, back to what I said earlier, with the county having a lack of infrastructure, we don't have a lot of open sewer or sewers and water and all that. This is giving businesses the ability to maybe take that money that we're giving them basically as an incentive, or deferring their taxes, that they can use to develop their property with. They can put in their own septics, they can put in their own water. So it's putting a little skin in the game from the municipalities. Like I say, a few of the municipalities, I think there's five of them in the county right now that have agreed to it, and both school districts, I'm not sure that school district down in Lehman has, but Wallen Paupack and Delaware Valley have done this. So, and then the county has also went in on this program also. So we have a few developable properties out there that have taken advantage of this. It's just another piece of for our arsenal to be able to go out there and incentivize people to come to Pike County. So it's working on a small basis, but, you know, it's just another important tool. It's an important tool for, you know, what you people are doing at Chant Realty and many other real estate organizations, because now you can go out there and use this as a selling tool. Mm-hmm. Because this takes the whole community to do this. This isn't just about the Pike County Commissioners doing it, or Board of Supervisors and Townships, or Chant Realty. This is all of us together working as a team to try and bring more employment to Pike County so that more people can go to work, and we can also bring more tax dollars back into the coffers, which many municipalities are in dire need of.
And absolutely. And adding on to the LERTA, I mean, Mike Sullivan was here a couple weeks ago and was talking about all sorts of just different government fundings and grants and things that are out there. So for businesses that are looking to come into the area or expansion, they, you know, should really reach out to the EDA and see what kind of opportunities are out there, because, you know, there is a lot more out there than most people know about.
And that's what we want to do. We want people to as much as to call the local real estate offices, if they're interested in coming into the county, call the EDA office. Come down and see Mike Sullivan. That number is 570-296-8700. You know, come and talk to him, and he can show you why it's so important for businesses to relocate in Pike County. And, you know, I know we're talking to the audience that's residing in Pike County, but, you know, as I talked to Dave earlier, you know, and what I've just said, you know, this is more than just a few people trying to do this. This is a whole community looking to do this. Recently, there's an organization or a group, I shouldn't even call it an organization, that's called the Working Poor. And what the Working Poor is, it's an organization of five churches in Pike County that are going to expand out to even more churches. And, you know, you wonder, how do the churches get involved in economic development? They're very, very involved in this, and they're very concerned about what's going on in Pike County, because these are the organizations that are running the food pantries. These are the people that are handing out, helping people that have trouble with their heating bills or their tax bills or whatever it is they're having trouble with, and they see that there's more and more people looking for this. So they've reached out to us and have attended every one of our economic development summits, because they're interested, and this is people that are in the clergy, and these are also members of their congregations and their parishes. Recently, I went and spoke at a AARP meeting, and I asked the group, there was probably 100 people there, all senior citizens, and I asked them, what is it you want me to speak about? They told me they wanted me to speak about economic development. This is how important it is even to them. These are people that are, you know, retirement age, and their concerns are is their grandsons can't get jobs here. You know, their sons are having trouble with their jobs. they want Pike County to flourish also. You know, these are the people that maybe have retired here, or they might have been the people that commuted from here and now have retired, but they are very concerned with what they see going on. So it's important that we have those groups reaching out to me and to everybody else in the community, because they can add something more to us. All of them were in business. All of them have contacts. All of them know people that possibly may have an interest in opening up a business in Pike County. So what we're saying to everybody is, you know, if you have a thought, if you have an idea of what you think we can do to expand the economy here in Pike County, tell somebody. Tell us in the commissioner's office, you know, call Chant Realty, call whoever.
How would they contact you, Matt?
You could call the commissioner's office at 296-3476. I have a email address is mosterberg@pikepa.org.
You guys have a website too, right?
We have a website, the Pike PA website. I return all phone calls. You know, as Dave and I were talking earlier about being in business, you know, it is really important that when somebody calls you, you call them back.
Absolutely.
If they took the time to call you, you make sure you have the time to call them back. And that's what I do. So if somebody calls me with an idea, tell me what it is, you know, and there's no bad ideas, you know.
And I think that's what makes everybody, you know, gravitate towards, you know, you and wanting you to be part of this community, and why they, you know, elected you to be a county official. They saw you working hand in hand in the area. You're a local guy that's always done the right things and returned those phone calls and made everybody feel appreciated. And that goes a long way.
Yeah, it sure does. It really is. Because, like I said, again, I can't keep on saying enough, it takes the whole community to make this happen. It's not going to be one of us.
Absolutely.
It's going to be everybody here.
We'll be back after a word with our sponsors and some more questions and answers with Matt Osterberg.
We all know that real estate transactions can take forever. When you find that home of your dreams, don't you want to move in as quickly as possible? That's why you should choose Roaring Brook Abstract and the law offices of Golasso, Kimmler, and Muir PC. Roaring Brook Abstract is owned and run by Chris Kimmler, an attorney and title agent who limits his law practice, which means easy customer access. Many real estate deals only require a title search, examination, and a title insurance policy. So Roaring Brook Abstract Company is who you need. Other deals require legal advice and representation. That's where the attorney services come in from Golasso, Kimmler, and Muir PC, of which Chris Kimmler is a practicing attorney. Chris and his staff of professionals are available to answer your questions and get your deal closed fast. When you need to move quickly, tell your lender or realtor you want Roaring Brook Abstract. And if any legal issues arise, you have an attorney on hand that already knows the issue. Visit RoaringBrookAbstract.com. RoaringBrookAbstract.com.
And we're back with Real Estate Today with Davis R. Chant and friends. Today we have Matt Osterberg, Pike County Commissioner, here with us today. We're talking about some things going on in the area. Matt, why don't you talk to us a little bit about some of the things that you guys are working on right now in the Pike County area?
Well, you know, what we're trying to do in the county right now is we're trying to find shovel-ready sites or developable sites. You know, up until a few years ago, the county had a business park. The county doesn't own a business park anymore, and that's a good thing because now we have a really good industry that's come in here named Carr Arms. So now with what we really don't have is we don't have product right now. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to talk to developers. We're trying to talk to landowners and people that want to maybe get into the business of getting a property, not a spec building, we'll call it spec property. You know, we want them to get maybe all of their permits from the state, all of their permits from the county conservation. And what the EDA will do is the EDA will help them get through all of those hurdles so that we can get to the point where when we find a prospective person or any of the realtors find anybody that wants to come into the county, they can say, okay, where is a location where I can put my business? We can take them right there. And when they ask us, how long is it going to take me to build the building? We can tell them, well, listen, all the permits are in place. You just need to start to build or construct the building. So, you know, that's what we're trying to do. We've had some luck with it. We're talking to a number of people. This is a process that's going to take a little bit of time to do because we're asking other people to invest their money. And what we're going to give them is we're going to give them our time from the EDA's office to promote their property. If they're an aggressive seller or an aggressive investor, then we will be just as aggressive to try and find the right mix so that we can develop that property. So that's what the county is trying to put into this whole thing. Right now, I don't think the county's in the position where we want to own another business park. We don't want to be buying property. I would rather see the private sector do that, but we can help them get through this. We'll let them use their money so that they can make money. believe me, I want all of these people to make money. That's the whole name of the game here is, you know, to get people into this, and they'll have skin in it. And our skin will be that we will help them market their property. We'll market the county. We'll do our best job to see that somebody's going to come and take their property after they've invested engineering fees or whatever it is that they need to do, PennDOT approvals. So that's the program that we're really working at right now. We're going to see how it goes. You know, we have a couple of people that are sitting on the sidelines and they're talking to us. You know, that's part of sales too. We have to sell them on ourselves because we're asking them to invest money. They have to be sure that, you know, what we're telling them we're going to do. You know, after they do all this, if we sit back and say, you know, we didn't do anything, they're not going to be so happy with us.
Yeah, you know? I think it's a good idea for, you know, if you do have anybody that wants to come to the area, somebody from Orange County looking to expand over anywhere, for them to not have to wait, you know, a couple years to get through that approval process, to be able to just start digging would be.
And that is the biggest, when you tell somebody that in some cases it's going to take them, you know, a year or a year and a half to just get to, into the ground, you know, their eyes glaze over. Because that's just way too long, you know. That's a discussion we're having with the state to see if we can't streamline the system. That's a little bit bigger of a hurdle to get the state to kind of change legislation and all that. But, you know, you always keep on asking the questions. You never know. They might address one of them and at least take you seriously and realize that people do not want to wait a year and a half.
And what are the incentives for the you know, the owner that would be going through that process? Like how long, how long will those approvals stay in place?
Those approvals stay in place for 5 years, okay. Which is a really good thing. You know, what we would do is we would help the property owner go to the township, pick certain types of businesses that would be appropriate for that parcel of land. So we're going to have to ask the township to give us somewhat of an approval process also. And maybe base the whole premise on, you know, something on an example of like a 35,000 square foot building when they're and do all of the subdivision work, do all of the highway occupancy permit, get the township to where it's just to the point where the next step would be somebody bringing a back or, you know, excavator and whatever piece of equipment to start to build the building. So it's a 5 years that would take. We found out it really does not affect anybody's taxes on the property. There's no assessment change in the property just to get approvals because obviously in 5 years the approvals can run out. Mm-hmm. So what we have to prove to these people is that we are going to be aggressive, that if they invest that type of money, that within 5 years and hopefully a lot sooner, we have helped them find somebody that wants to purchase the property, develop the property, however it is, whether somebody wants to find a company to move on to the property. This is going to lease the property or lease the building, and they want to be the owner. Whatever the mix is, we're willing to deal with it.
You're ready to help.
Yeah, we're ready to help.
What is there any type of, are there specific locations that you guys are kind of focusing in on? Is there minimum acreage, you know, just in case somebody out there is listening that has some kind of an interest in maybe getting involved?
You know, I'm not an expert on land development,
okay.
You know, more into the business side of the thing. You know, I would think that, you know, if you had a parcel of land that was developable and it was 5 acres, you know, I would think on a 5 acre parcel, you could easily build a 35,000 square foot building.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the impact that has on this is the type of business that goes in there, because the type of business is going to dictate the size of the septic area and all that. So if we looked at buildings, as I said earlier, or businesses that need a small amount of sewerage and a small amount of water, now there's less need for a large sewer capacity. So I would think that anybody with a 5 acre parcel, you know, obviously, you know, they need to be in commercial zones.
Mm-hmm.
And they're probably best if they're on somewhat of a major highway in the county. But, you know, we're open to any of it,
right.
You know, because you never know what kind of business is looking to come into the county. You know, you could take the business park. It's located up on 434. It's a pretty remote location. But, you know, in the case of Carr Arms, I think that's what they wanted. They wanted to be located in an area like that. So, you know, to say that you have a piece of property on out on middle of Route 6 someplace, somebody may be interested in it.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's maybe what they want. They don't need to be, you know, a high-profile area. They don't need to be down in the 209 Route 6 area in Westfall, because they're not a retail establishment. They're a manufacturing firm who's making widgets. And that's, you know, so any parcel.
Right.
We're interested in whatever you have to offer.
Yeah, I mean, and there's been a few things that have been going on in the Pike County area. You know, Tractor Supply, Carr Arms are a couple, you know, there was the other expansion for the liquid propane company.
Yep, LP cylinders. We have a Conopac. You know, there's a lot of good successes that we've had in the last couple of years. And I think that's what's excited so many people in the county is that, you know, things are happening. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, going back to these senior citizens that I've met with, I mean, they see that. They see it in the paper because we're sure in the economic development and in the county commissioner's office that we're out there telling the story because we think it's an important story. And it excites people to see that, you know, something is moving forward here in this county, a county which a few years ago had the highest unemployment in the state and still ranks, you know, we're not out of the woods yet. We're still up there pretty good. And we just don't have the type of jobs to really pay people a equitable living. You know, we have a lot of people working in the tourism industries and those things. And while they're jobs, it certainly are not jobs where people can make $25 and $30 an hour. And that's more what I think we're looking to do. You know, we're looking to bring in more sustainable employment.
I know there's a few regional developers that are working on a few sites throughout the Pike County area, too, specifically more in the Dingmans Ferry area. So I think that would be great, too, if, you know, we can bring those things to fruition and bring in more jobs and more places to go and places to shop local. And
you're right. In the Dingmans area, that was some successes from EDA and not directly, but indirectly in the fact that the EDA was able to put out statistics that helped firms like Chant and other real estate firms sell the land for retail. And down there, they're looking at supermarkets. And believe me, I'm not opposed to supermarkets, retail, whatever comes at least helps the tax base and also brings some employment. Because when you look at the retail side of things, so much of our money is spent out of county just to go clothes shopping, for that matter, right? Sure. Because we don't have enough in this county. We've had Peebles move in. You know, that's a nice store down in the Westfall area. But we could use certainly more of that when so many of us are driving to Middletown, New York, or Scranton, or Jersey to do clothes shopping. Let's keep that money local.
Absolutely. How about the governor's actions team?
Well, that's another group that we use with the Economic Development Authority. When people come in to us and, you know, we're able to maybe start to really work on a deal where they're going to come to Pike County, we then call the governor's action team, which is a team of experts for economic development out of the governor's office that have other incentives. You know, they offer something more than we can offer here in the county because they're coming from the state and maybe they're going to give them some type of incentives for creating jobs. I don't know all the incentives that they have, but we bring them in almost immediately when somebody is that serious because we want them to see that we're serious. You know, we don't wait. We tell the guy from the governor's action team, Steve Yocomission, I believe his name is, in this region, and we have him come down right away and sit and talk to the people so we can see if there's a mix there and if there's something that the governor can offer and we can offer just to show that, again, this is a team effort. Everybody's in this, the county, the state, the locals, everybody wants you to come to Pike County.
Yeah, and I think giving it a full part press right off the bat makes people really get excited about wanting to come to the area and see how, you know, I know Car Arms was one of the ones that said how inviting Pike County was. Everybody was, you know, looking for them to come with open arms and really did what they could to get them here as fast as they could. And, you know, to be able to do that to other companies and firms is just huge for this area.
Yeah. And Car is a good example for us. And that's, you know, it, you know, we have one under our belt that we showed the rest of the industries out there, whether it's in Car Arms Industries or any other smaller industries similar to that, you know, we are committed to them. If they're committed to us, we're committed to them.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, Matt, I thank you so much for coming and answering all these questions. I'm sure you'll be back again with us on another Saturday morning to share some more information. We're happy to have everybody listening in, and we hope that you guys are getting ready for the holidays. And don't forget, if you have any questions or comments or anything that you want to add, please reach out to us or contact one of our local offices. You can visit our website for all their contact information at www.chantre.com. I'm going to turn it back over to Dave Chant, and I will see you guys next week.
Thank you so much, Nicole, for wrapping things up with Matt. And Matt Osterberg, thank you so much for this Saturday morning when you could be with us and share some great information about Pike County and about things that are historical in Pike County as to Matt Osterberg.
Thanks, Dave, and thank you, Nicole. It was a pleasure to be here. I'm always excited to come and speak about things like economic development and even just about Pike County in general because it's a great place.
And thank you for joining us, folks, this morning, friends of Davis R. Chant Realtors. I'm glad you could be with us. And again, Nicole and I appreciate bringing Matt and other friends from Wayne and Pike County to you to share great information with us. It's been a great morning, and look forward to being with you again next Saturday. And do have fun getting prepared for the holidays. It won't be long, and they'll be here. So enjoy your Saturday. All the best. Real Estate Today, Davis R. Chant and Friends.